State lawmakers last year decided to add to the free fishing weekend held every June and create a cold weather version in mid-January. A survey says ice fishing is growing in popularity, but the sport is going up against a relatively warm winter and possibly a warming climate. So the ice may be iffy on some waters. The DNR's Teresa Stabo says there are some general rules of thumb about safe ice.
Clear and blue, tried and true. If it's crispy, way too risky, that sort of thing. But for the most part, it's up to the individual to check.
Stabo says ice safety will vary depending on any local freezing and thawing and the amount of weight you're taking onto the ice. She says some fishing clubs and lake associations are having events this weekend, and information about those gatherings is on the DNR website. Also on the site is advice on state parks and properties where you can borrow ice fishing equipment.
People are new to ice fishing, they probably won't have that on their own. If they do fishing at other times of the year, they might have some of the equipment that could be modified, I suppose, but they're not likely going to have an ice auger.
Stabo says if you don't want to ice fish, you can cast for free from shore or a boat into open water. The DNR is trying to hook first-time anglers into buying a $5 fishing license for the rest of this year, and then various other types of fishing licenses next year, once you decide to leave your old life behind. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.